if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a...
Welcome back. Eyes on the Outdoors on a beautiful Saturday morning. This is your host, Ray I, the Peanut, the Vogelwagger, Matty G. The SHOT Show. Talk about busy. Attendance was unbelievable. The number of people there. We got a little deal that I'm working with because of the spring turkey stuff. You know, every year I peanut behave. Get up, talk about turkey hunting. Well, I was at SHOT Show. We got more coming when we go to the NWTF this next month. But I interviewed some of the pros of turkey hunting and got some little information for y'all. We're going to play some of those interviews now. And the first one we're going to do at the SHOT Show live, I talked to Chris Kirby at Quaker Boy Game Calls. And then, yeah, hey, guys and girls, this is how it is. This is really fun. This is right on the show floor. Here we go. Let's start with
SHOT Show with Chris Kirby, Quaker Boy Game Calls. You guys been around a while.
Mom and Dad started the company in the late 70s, and we've enjoyed a tremendous ride and tremendous growth throughout the years.
And your dad was a great man and a great friend and did a tremendous job in the world of hunting, was a great spokesperson for the outdoors. You're carrying on that tradition. Everybody in the industry has a lot of respect for you and Quaker Boy and what you guys do.
Dean, you know, Ray, I went to my first SHOT Show in 1980. Wow. I was only 10. But I've seen a lot of SHOT Shows. The show has grown tremendously, as has Quaker Boy. Everyone involved from that, National Wild Turkey Federation to the NSSF, have really done a great job assisting in the growth of our outdoor industry. And Quaker Boy has been a benefactor of that. And through our innovations, Mom and Dad started the company back in the early 70s. And there was no business plan. There was no, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. It was a man with a passion to hunt and a wife who loved her husband and said, honey, let's go for it. And they did. And Dad was tremendous at innovation. And we continue to innovate today. But the aluminum frame mouth calls, the raspy mouth calls, the Bandito head net, the D.D. Adams double slate. So many things throughout the years that my dad saw in his mind and created and surrounded himself with the people to take it to market and service the customer out there. Our first thought has always been, how can we make turkey hunting, deer hunting, duck hunting, how can we make it easier for the folks out there? And that still drives us today. And it's been a wonderful ride.
Tell our turkey hunters, we're doing a little turkey hunting tips thing for all of our listeners, all of our podcast folks, all our radio networks. What kind of a tip would you give turkey hunters? We're going to talk about kind of beginner, intermediate turkey hunters going to go out and go turkey hunting this spring and getting into the sport of turkey hunting. What can Quaker Boy offer them? What kind of call would you recommend? Just whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, you know, Dad always talked about this industry, the turkey hunting industry and turkey hunting fraternity, and I love sharing tips like this. And if there's one tip that I give all the time is, if you're getting ready for spring turkey hunting right now and you're not practicing your calling, you're making a big mistake. Because when that day one, opening day, opening morning, you've done your scout. You know the turkeys are there. He's roosted 150 yards out in front of 200 yards. It's dead silent. You put that call in your mouth, you pick up your box call or slate call, and you look at that call, and your hands just start to shake because you have no idea what's about to come out of your mouth or out of your hands. So you need to practice year-round on the calling. One new product we have this year, we call it the Teacher. I sit down for about 45 minutes and take you from here's a mouth call. It comes back with a little mini DVD, two mouth calls, and it takes you through here's how you put a mouth call in your mouth, here's how you get your first sounds, here's the different sounds you want to make, and it goes to the extent of, at the end of the DVD, I take you into dividing your mouth call into quadrants, changing position. So hyper-technical stuff that I used to do when I was winning championships, the little tips I did, little tricks I did where I would use the front half of the call, the right side or the left side. So it really is not just, hey, how do you use mouth call? Okay. It takes you even further into what part of the mouth call you want to use to get different tone qualities.
Okay, what was the name of that again?
It's the teacher.
We hope everybody goes out and has a safe hunt and has a good time, and there's nothing like enjoying and hearing that spring gobbler, is there, Chris?
There's nothing like it. My heart's pounding just thinking about it.
you never get over that.
Never do.
Thank you.
Chris Kirby, Quaker Boy Game Calls. How cool is that? That study roar is thousands upon thousands of media personnel, manufacturers, representatives of companies, and dealers and distributors from all over the world. And then that's why it sounds like that. I mean, that show floor is a buzz, and it's just huge. I cannot tell you how many people. You cannot even fathom how big this is when you're involved there. That was a cool interview with Chris right on the show floor. And now I grabbed my old buddy, Ernie Calandrelli. Listen to this. This is really cool.
All right. I'm here with an old war horse. The guy I've run down the road a little bit. We've seen a little bit of water under the bridge and a few dirt roads behind us with my old buddy, Ernie Calandrelli, with Quaker Boy Game Calls. Hello, Ernie.
How you doing, Ray?
That's good. It seems strange we're sitting here talking to the microphone.
Oh, God, I'm telling you, it's been a long time, buddy.
Been a lot of roads covered, man. I'm going to go see our buddy Paul Buskey here in a little bit.
Oh, that'll be great, too. We've had some great times together over, what, 35, 40 years?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're doing a little deal for our turkey hunters this year through our podcast and our radio networks, and we're going to be talking some tips from all you pro turkey hunters. What would you like to tell spring turkey hunters? We got some turkey hunters listening that's going out, fairly new turkey hunters to intermediate turkey hunters. What kind of a turkey hunting tip would you give them to be successful this year?
Well, you know, one of the things I always base my turkey hunting on, well, don't let me say always. When I was younger, I run and gun, and a turkey gobble, I don't care where he is, what he was doing. If he was in a field, if he was in the woods, it didn't matter. I got after him. Anymore, I've gotten a little older, and patience plays a major part of my turkey hunting abilities right now. I like to have some patience. Of course, I can't move as quick as I used to. I got a little more weight on. I'm not as fast. You know the deal. But I can still get after him if I have to. He gobbles too many times and don't want to come in. Then I'm going to move and I'm going to try and get on him. As long as I'm not in one of them plushy blinds, which, you know, so they have definitely changed turkey hunting.
Oh, big time. Blinds have. Yeah, there was no blinds, decoys, or even camouflage when we started turkey hunting.
And one other thing I definitely use anymore, and I use it religiously, is one of them nice, comfortable cushions or seats.
Yeah, some place to sit, that's for sure.
All right, I'm visiting with Ernie Calandrelli. Anything else? Any last tip you can think of comes to mind?
That's all I want to say is turkey hunting's probably the most, it's not probably the most, it is the most exciting shooting sport that you're ever going to do. I mean, I know guys that have killed animals all over the world, and they've melted when a big gobbler come in strutting to them.
I've seen it too. Thanks, Ernie. You're my brother. Love you.
I love you too, buddy.
How about that? Is that cool or what?
That's great.
I'm here at SHOT Show with my brother Paul Buskey, known as the Maestro. What booth are we in here?
GSM Outdoors.
What's that all about?
Well, I joined GSM about 8 years ago when they bought Walkers. We have Walkers Game Air, Stealth Cam, Trail Cameras, Maestro Calls, Western River Calls, American Hunter Feeder, Cyclops Lighting. You name it, we got it, buddy.
Boy, you are in deep, right?
In deep, man. In deep.
You do a lot of work for them, travel a lot.
A lot of travel.
Are you still doing seminars?
Yeah.
I know you're still turkey hunting.
Yeah, still turkey hunting, doing our Turkey Thug show, Mossy Oak, and doing all that, and just living the dream, buddy.
Living the dream. The maestro, the turkey thug man. We go back a ways, a little
water under the
bridge.
Long ways, buddy.
A few dirt roads behind us.
Quite a few. I seen an old picture the other day with Karen Meehaw and you and Bob and all that down in Missouri on one of the rider hunts. And
It
just brought back a lot of memories with Bob being gone now.
Yes, for sure. And you know, that was a fun camp.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good time. But of all the turkeys we killed, all the good hunts, all the great people, all the good food, what I remember the most was Bob being in the shed, and you came and shook the thing and said there was a storm coming, and the cows were flying off in the air, and he ran and hid behind the stove.
I remember
got
that.
Down and said, Paul, don't tell me that. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
It was funny. It's good stuff. And it's all about memories, man. You know that. It's just, you know, it's not about the kill all the time. It's just sharing hunting camps and some of the fun we had.
Yes, it is. We're doing a tip segment
for
our turkey hunters on our radio network and our podcast and everything that we do. And we're asking all us old pro turkey hunters, guys that's been down the road, for beginner to intermediate turkey hunters, some turkey hunting tips for this spring. They're going to go turkey hunting. They're kind of new to experience in the turkey hunting. And not only do I want you to give them some tips, tell us about some of the calls that they should use, okay?
Sure. Well, first off, as far as tips, I mean, the biggest thing you got to remember is to be patient, number one. You don't go out there and expect the turkey to come running in every time, although it's nice to
once in a while.
But, you know, calling position is important. Trying to get yourself in the right spot where where that turkey wants to come to. That makes it a little bit easier. Eliminate some of the obstructions that are in front of you if you possibly can, like fence rows or creeks if you can, unless it's crossing onto your property. Then
yeah, okay.
Only I could go there.
What I tell you that time? Did you get a picture of that ridge? The only way you're going to see it again.
Yeah, he did. He did say that. But anyhow, you know, doing that, and then the calling aspect of it. You know, kind of get a feel on how a turkey's acting to your call, how he's responding to it. You know, if he's cutting you off, you know, that turkey's pretty hot, and he might be closing the distance. If it's a little more reluctant, you're going to have to be a lot more patient, I believe. So,
what kind of calls would you recommend for our hunters?
I mean, just the biggest thing you want to remember is to be comfortable and confident in your call. Don't be afraid to call, but, you want to be a practice with it prior to the season. You don't want to go out there and be afraid to call. So I'm a diehard diaphragm mouth caller, as you know, but man, I always carry a variety of calls. I carry a box call. I carry a slate call because sometimes just that little different pitch makes all the difference in the world.
Box calls are real easy to use for our guys.
Very easy to use.
Slate calls are good.
Just practice and work on that turkey rhythm prior to the season. You don't want to go out there and be afraid to call, so just practice a little bit.
Back in the day when me and Paul was running all over the country calling, we were kind of outcast because other guys would call two or three yelps in a cluck and be real quiet, and we were blowing it out, baby.
We pounded it, man. me, you, and Ernie, I tell you, it's just, you know, we were aggressive callers, aggressive hunters, and it made all the difference in the world.
We killed turkeys. Yep. That's the thing gets me when everybody says we're doing it wrong, and yet we're bringing the turkey back to camp.
It's hard to fight and argue with success.
Yeah. And I got to thank Paul years ago in one of our media camps. We went out to dinner with the outdoor riders, and we were sitting there, and Paul made a statement, which I truly agree with. And after he made that statement, some years later, I started using that statement. It's originally Paul's, and I got it on everything. It's called Calling is Everything.
That's right.
I use that in all my stuff. The riders was talking to Paul about tips on hunting, and Paul said, look, guys, calling is everything. You got to call.
That's right.
Calling's what makes it happen.
The turkey's not just going to walk into you for no reason. He's got to want to come to something, so it's coming to that call.
All right. Paul Butsky, the maestro.
Thanks,
buddy.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
We need to take a break. We'll see you all on the other side.